They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back dear viewers of Madani channel to another episode within our series titled Exemplary Devotees, in which we hear many different accounts of the true devotees of Islam, the true devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their accounts and their attachment and love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well as this, we expand the topics and discussions towards those things which are beloved to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like in the previous episode, we discussed about the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. And in today's episode, inshallah, we will discuss the greatest of all cities, which is Madinatul Munawwara. And let us commence, inshallah, by mentioning a virtue of Salat ala Nabi. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Whosoever recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah will write between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And Allah Almighty will keep him with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, today's topic is very beautiful. It is the city of Medina. It is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madinatul Munawwara, the illuminated city. Ala sahibiha salatu wasalam. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from the city of Makkatul Mukarramah to the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And we must also remember that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the embodiment of praise. Wherever he goes and travels, that place and land becomes sacred. Whatever water he uses, that water becomes sacred. Whatever water flows from his blessed hands, that is the greatest of all waters. Whichever land he walks upon, he treads upon, that soil and land is the greatest of lands. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Madinatul Munawwara a lot. Within the Holy Quran, within Ahadith, there are many beautiful accounts and verses which will enlighten us in regards to the virtues of Madinatul Munawwara. And I am presenting this topic so that we can further increase our love for Madinatul Munawwara. We can further increase our devotion, our attachment to Madinatul Munawwara, so that we too, when we are blessed with the honor and call towards Madinatul Munawwara, then we are traveling in the state of devotion with the mindset and the pure thoughts of devotion, and we are not going for any worldly gain and worldly purpose. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, if a person wishes to purify himself, cleanse his inner state, he should visit the city of Madinatul Munawwara. It has been mentioned by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim, Kitabul Hajj, "Al-Madinatu tanfi an-nas كما ينفي الكير خبث الحديد." Madinatul Munawwara purifies the people as a furnace purifies the iron from rust. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Madinatul Munawwara, this is why it is known as the land of cure, the land of shifa. Its soil is sacred and it's also a cure for those who are unwell. It has been mentioned by our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, "Man hajja fazara qabri ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati." Whoever performs hajj and then visits my sacred grave after my apparent demise, it is as if he has visited me during my lifetime. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Such maqam is given to the sacred city of Madinatul Munawwarah. It has been mentioned by Shaykh Shu'ayb Harifish alayhi rahmah, who mentions there are 10 miracles and honors for the visitors of Madinatul Munawwarah, for those who visit the blessed mausoleum of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed resting place. And I will mention them to you. Number one, he will be a highly ranked individual, the one who just is honored to visit the blessed shrine of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed mausoleum, as a true devotee. He will be a highly ranked individual. He will achieve his goals and aims and objectives. His needs will be fulfilled. He will be privileged to spend his donation. He will remain safe and sound from destruction and devastation. He will be immune from defects and flaws. His troubles will be eased. He will be protected from calamities. He will have a good return in the hereafter. And he will have blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal throughout the East and the West. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are great blessings of visiting the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his sacred city. It has been mentioned by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned from a journey and he saw the walls of Madinatul Munawwara from afar, he would quicken his pace, and if he was upon an animal, then he would make it gallop. Why? Out of love for the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for those who are true devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they understand how much love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, I saw the horses of Khurasan or Egypt tied at the door of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Madinatul Munawwarah. I had never seen such superb horse breeds before. Therefore I said, how excellent are these horses? Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I give you all of them for free as a gift. I give you all of them as a gift. And I asked, please keep at least one for yourself, meaning so you can use it around the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Now look at the reply, my dear viewers, of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, I feel shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ride my horse over that sacred land beneath which the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the city of Madinatul Munawwara with countless specialities. And inshallah, we'll mention a few before you so that we can also understand the greatness of this blessed city. Some specialities of Madinatul Munawwara. There is no city on earth that has as many names as Madinatul Munawwara, to the extent that some scholars have written over 100 names for them. And this is one narration of scholars, and many scholars have mentioned more than 100 names for the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Madinatul Munawwara is such a blessed and sanctified city that has the most qasaid, the most odes and poems and poetry written in love and remembrance of this sacred city, and in many different languages all across the world. And this practice is ongoing and inshallah will continue. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated towards the city of Madinatul Munawwarah and resided there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the name of Madinatul Munawwarah as Tabah. The blessed heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel at peace and tranquility and solace whilst in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would not wipe off the dust of Medina from his blessed face And he would also forbid the companions from doing so. Alayhim Ridwan. And he would say, there is cure in the soil of Medina. As cited in Jazbul Qulub. When any Muslim visits Madinatul Munawwara with the intention of beholding the city, then angels welcome him with gifts of mercy. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has also persuaded us to pass away and die in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever among you can die, can pass away in Medina, then he should do so. He should pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. For I will intercede for the one who passes away in Madinatul Munawwara. At another place in the Ahadith collection, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, on the Day of Judgment, when everyone will be resurrected from their graves, then first mine and then Abu Bakr's and Umar's radiallahu anhuma's graves will be opened. Then I will go to those who are buried in Jannatul Baqi' and they will gather with me. Then I will wait for the people of Makkah to the extent that I will meet and I will get along. I will join them. I will join the people of Makkah with the people of Medina. Subhanallah. Another excellence of the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara is that a person necessitates the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for himself. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati." Whoever beheld my grave, whoever saw my grave, whoever visited my blessed grave, my intercession will become wajib for him. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, just ponder how sacred and great and blessed that place must be. Upon just visiting that sacred place, a person acquires salvation in both worlds. A person will acquire the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we will travel to various different locations with family members out of freedom, joy and enjoyment. But there is no guarantee of reward whatsoever. But for a person who frequents the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, he is constantly getting these blessings and these rewards given to us by our pious predecessors. Regarding the true devotees who went and visited the blessed lands of Madinatul Munawwara, it has been reported by Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Harb Hilali rahmatullahi alayh. He mentions the Bedouin comes into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his blessed grave and he says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the true book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon you has the following verses from Surah Nisa, verse 64, part 5. And he recited the verse of the Holy Quran in front of the bargah, in front of the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And if when they do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, then O beloved, they should come to your august court and then seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the messenger then intercedes for them. So they would definitely find Allah, the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. The Bedouin recited this verse into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And then he said, O my master, by asking for forgiveness of my sins from Allah Almighty, I present myself in your august court. And I make you my intercessor, my shafi' in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And saying this, the Bedouin, the Arab villager, he then started to cry and he recited the following couplets. O the best of those whose blessed body was buried in that ground, due to its elegance, due to the sacred body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its elegance, purity, fields and mounds all became fragrant. May my life be sacrificed upon the blessed grave in which you are resting, Ya Rasulullah, that contains a very big treasure of chastity, generosity, forgiveness and grace. Subhanallah, that Bedouin continued to recite these couplets and ask for forgiveness with tears flowing from his blessed eyes. After a short while of in this state, the Bedouin left. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Harb Hilali alayhi rahmah, who's mentioning this account, he says, when I slept, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, go and meet that Arab villager, go and meet that Bedouin and give him the good news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted his forgiveness due to my intercession. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madaniyah, this account is a beautiful account which shows us the maqam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the blessed city of Madinat al-Munawwarah, and of presenting yourself, crying, remaining humble and with utmost reverence and respect, and if possible with tears, whilst you are in front of the blessed Rawdah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We too should also try to develop this habit of crying in the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And may Allah bless us with this honor and fortune that we are presented before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwarah, and that we too are paying our salam and giving our salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the utmost humility and reverence and respect and veneration, with our eyes closed, tears flowing from our eyes. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our soul in this state. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the ability to instill within ourselves the true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are